In CSU's Lowry Student Center, a room full of teachers are playing acoustic guitars and learning how to jam to a simple bass groove. Then workshop leader Tony Sousa calls on one of them to take a solo.
The purpose of kind of picking out certain teachers that were in the room to solo is just to give them a brief moment of like, this is my time to shine. While still in the groove, everybody's still supporting them, and it's really fast, and then they immediately just join right back in, right? So it's just a nice way to kind of like, help them take a chance, take a risk without it being just this monumental, activity that they're doing. So just a nice, friendly way to get them involved.
Sousa is a middle school teacher from Los Angeles who uses what's called the Modern Band curriculum. And this annual gathering is called Rockfest. It's put on by Little Kids Rock, a nonprofit that promotes the modern band approach to music education. In addition to teacher trainings like this one, they provide free instruments, lesson plans, and support to underserved public schools. Since 2002, Little Kids Rock has helped over 300,000 kids across the U.S. make music.
So, who wants to try and record a tape?
So, we probably need a backtrack going, like a drum, to kind of give us that beat, right?
Yeah,
and we have
down the hall from the Groove Workshop, Anthony DeMasso, a public school music teacher in the Bronx, is showing another group of teachers how to make music on iPads using Apple software called GarageBand. This is another way kids can create contemporary music. And DeMasso says the students are often ahead of the teachers when it comes to using technology.
I think the students are more advanced than most of the teachers for the most part. I was telling a lot of the students I'll usually show something to the kids and then they come in the next day and show me what I did wrong and how to make it better. And when that happens, I feel like I've done a good job.
The educators gathered at this conference say the broad use of contemporary popular music, rock band instruments, and music software is long overdue in public school music programs. After all, they say, rock and roll has been popular for almost 60 years. But it's always taken decades for popular music to make its way into school curriculum, according to Bob Morrison. He runs Quadrant Research, a firm that specializes in public policy research and advocacy for arts education.
In the mid-1800s, the rise of the community brass bands, which were all the rage, and then John Philip Sousa, who was basically the Beatles, in 1900, that led eventually to, the band movement taking hold in our public schools. And then further on, you started to see orchestras coming into play, but they all lagged anywhere from 50 to 100 years from the time that the music was popular.
Morrison says the modern band approach is the next logical step in the evolution of music education.
Every single movement, whether it was band, orchestra, choir, jazz band, and now modern band, all started with the music being popular, then people being interested in bringing it to our schools, then developing a curriculum to support it, then getting like-minded teachers together to figure out, okay, well, how do we make this sustainable, and how do we create really changes within the system, and then the next thing you know, all of a sudden they're in our schools. And when you look at the timeline, modern band's time really is now.
Mary Claxton is a music teacher from Fort Collins and a drummer in a soul band. She says that while she still supports the more traditional approach to music education, the modern band curriculum will reach a wider variety of students because the kids get to play songs they know.
When we put the control in their hands to choose the music they're playing, you're going to get kids who love country and hip hop and rock and roll and all of this stuff, and you get them hooked. And then I, sneakily play them Mozart and jazz, and they find out they love Miles Davis.
And you can also reach kids with mariachi music. Beth Paquette Drews teaches music at a Dallas middle school. She started the mariachi program there several years ago after an eighth grader asked her to. That request, she says, at first made her uncomfortable.
And I looked at her and I said, well, I don't know if you realize this, her name was Soshi, but I'm Austrian from heritage, and I'm not Mexican. And she's like, well, She's like, are you Italian too? I said, well, no. Well, you teach us Vivaldi and orchestra all the time. Why can't you teach us mariachi?
Poquette Drews says teaching popular music should not be limited to the mainstream top 40 hits.
Pop music is music of the people. And mariachi is music of people too. America's a diversified nation. And within our national community, we have people who mariachi is their music.
This is not an after-school program. Students take the mariachi class during the school day for credit. Poquette Drews says the program also helps the school connect with their parents.
Especially with my mariachi, several parents they're afraid to come to school, particularly because of language barrier. And they finally come to school because they want to see their kid as a mariachi. And their faces light up. It's not just the kids on stage. It's the parents light up. And they start, you know, shouting gritos. And they're really proud of their kid. And they're taking pictures of them. And then you see the parent at the parent-teacher conferences. And it's because no longer is school something that they're unfamiliar with. Now, school is a welcoming place that embraces them as well.
Mariachi, hip-hop, rock and roll, whatever strikes a chord with their students, the teachers at the Rockfest conference say they'll use it to activate the music maker inside every child. For KGNU, I'm Sam Fuqua in Fort Collins.